The importance of the resurrection. We talked about the fact of the resurrection. Now we want to look to be encouraged by the method of the resurrection. Be encouraged by the method of the resurrection. In other words, the method of the resurrection is not outlandish. It's really reasonable. I remember preaching at a funeral service, and I mentioned the resurrection, and I don't know if there were many saved individuals in that. But when I was talking about the resurrection, they were very polite, but there appeared to be like a skepticism in many of their eyes. Like, really? You really believed in the resurrection of the dead? And I just had to pray for those folks. But I want you here this morning not to be a skeptic, but to be encouraged by the method of the resurrection. Here's a couple thoughts from the text. Nature illustrates the method, okay? Nature illustrates the method. Look at verse 35. 1 Corinthians 15, 35. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain, but God gives it a body that he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. The point here is something that you observe in nature, and that's the planting of a seed. You think of a kernel of corn, and someone told me this week that Pastor Doug used to hand out kernels of corn at this time of year, just to remind us of this principle right here. Because you plant a kernel of corn, seed corn, in the ground, and that seed literally dies in the ground. It's buried, covered up, it dies in the ground. But out from that comes life. Now, it's the same, but different, all right? Because when it comes out of the ground, it doesn't look like a seed of corn, right? Or a kernel of corn. It comes out, it's a stalk, and then it has leaves, and then sooner or later you have the ear of corn with many kernels. It's the same, but different. Scripture then elaborates on the method. Look at verse 42. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. He uses nature as an illustration. The seed must die before it grows to new life. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If therefore a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. You don't have full disclosure here. In fact, if he told us everything about this, we would not fully comprehend it. It would just like, whoa, it's just, our minds would be blown. But he gives us just enough to help us understand that when we die, we're gonna be raised. And we're going to be different. We're going to be changed. And it's just like Jesus. As you think of when Jesus, when he died and rose again, he was different. They were gathered in a room, and they were all like, whoa, what's Mary talking about? Man, what you saw Jesus? How could that possibly be? And lo, he was there. Like, he went right through the walls. I don't, you know, like, whoa, it's Jesus. He was the same. They recognized him as Jesus. Jesus is right here. How did you get here? Well, but he was different. He was glorified. He was the same, but different. He was in a resurrected body. Yeah, he showed his scars on his hands and on his side. And yet, he was glorified. He was resurrected. The same, but different. He was recognizable. I think this gives hope. It gives hope in that this life is not all that there is. As you go through the everydayness of this life, you realize, oh, you know, it's just even the routines of life, the things that you have to do every day, just it's day in, it's day out, over and over and over again. And then on top of that, you have the challenges and the difficulties, whatever it is, and we can go around this room and everybody's going through something. It's a challenge or a difficulty at some point. And maybe you're having a great day, but you remember last week, you know. Or maybe you're going to come into some good times, but, you know, you remember that in this world, we're not promised a smooth ride all the time. But something that gives us hope is the resurrection. Because we know that there's a better day coming. And we know that because of this celebration right here, the resurrection from the dead. It gives you hope. We look ahead again to eternity, and we realize, as we're going to sing in our next song here, that eternity is found in Christ alone. Let's sing together, standing together as we sing.